Okay, here's the situation. College, second year, second sem, I was taking badminton for my PE class, and my prof there was kind of popular for being strict. In reality, I just don't perform well with strict professors. Actually, hindi ko alam kung bakit ako may ganong issue. Basta for me, yung way of teaching na strict yung manner, it just doesn't work for me. Like, naalala ko nung elementary, kinuwento sa akin ng mama ko na, kinder pala, sorry, na parang hinampas lang ng teacher yung ruler sa ibabaw ng table, umiyak na ako, ganyan. I guess it's the cancer in me. Char! Okay, going on with my story. So, singles game for the badminton class that day. Tapos pinartner ako dun sa magaling kong classmate. And by magaling, I mean very magaling. Kasi varsity siya nung high school niya. And then, obviously, I couldn't keep up nung naglalaro na kami. Like, gusto ko nga sana sabihin yung classmate ko na parang, wag mo naman masyado galingan. Varsity ka, hello, ano ba naman ako? Beginner lang. So, he was outsmarting me kapag nag-forward ako to return his drop shot, ibabalik niya sa likod ng malayo para hindi ko mahabol. So eventually, he would earn a point from that. Tapos, I remember may one exchange na he dropped the shuttlecock na malapit sa net. So ako, I did my very best talaga na habulin yung bola kasi na I always position myself sa gitna ng court para kung dadali niya sa likod, madali ako maka-adjust. And then kung dadali niya sa harap, makaka-forward ako ng mabilis. So ang ginawa niya, dinrop shot niya malapit sa net. And then ako, I gave my all talaga. As in parang, akala mong haba ng court, pero tinakbo ko talaga mula sa gitna. Tapos, as in my all, to return that shuttlecock. And then sadly, hindi ko inabot. Pero eto pa, it doesn't end there. So hindi na nga ako umabot sa pag-return ng shuttlecock. Hindi ko pa napigilan yung momentum ko. So, pagkabagsak ng shuttlecock sa wooden floor, pati ako bumagsak sa floor. So, tumama yung ulo ko sa forehead. Ay, tumama yung forehead ko sa wooden floor ng gym. And then, sa sobrang sakit, nagkabuhol ako from that. Tapos, ayun, tinanong ako ng classmate ko parang, okay lang ba ako? Ganyan. And then, ang na-appreciate ko naman, yung professor ko din, she asked me if I was okay. Kasi nga parang nakita niya na natumba talaga ako sa floor because of my momentum, ganyan. And I remember sobrang nahihiya talaga ako sa classmate ko, sa professor ko, pati sa mga ibang nakakita dun sa gym, na nakita nila ako natumba sa floor. Siyempre, I said it was okay. Parang, no ma'am, it's okay, I can play pa, ganyan-ganyan. Pero, ayun, eventually, natalo ako sa game na yun. Kasi nga, I mean, aside from the fact na hindi ko naman talaga kaya sabayan yung classmate ko na varsity at sobrang sakit ng buhol ko sa noo. Ayun, after that, nakabuhol ako sa forehead. Hi, this is All The Love, X-Chan.
All The Love, X-Chan.
Today is a Wednesday and you know what that means. Another new episode of All The Love Action is here. Hi, I'm Action and welcome to the show. This is episode 9 of our second season. And last week nga sa ating episode 8 ay pinag-usapan natin ang boy love series and the telling of our stories. And I explained why the whole world ay humaling na humaling nga sa boy love series na sikat din sa Thailand at dito sa Philippines. And I also shared my experiences kung bakit ako nood ng nood din nito mga boy love series na to. And I told you guys na it's because I see myself in these stories, kaya sobrang ganda for me. At para sa araw na ito, sa ating episode 9, ang title ng ating episode ay A Non-Athlete's Journey and the Unfamiliarity with Sports. Tayo ay magiging sporty para sa episode natin ngayong Wednesday. But before anything else, alam niyo ba na ang Valentine's Day ay malapit na? Para sa mga in a relationship dyan, well, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. So kung meron kayong mga pinaplanong surprises para sa inyong mga special someone, then you guys should start preparing now kung hindi pa kayo nag-start. Pero para naman sa mga kagaya kong single, well, we have other things to appreciate and we have other people to show our love to, like our family, our friends, mga crush. Pero ayun, Valentine's Day, it's not just for couples. So, anyone can celebrate love on that day. So, tigilan na natin yung pag-iisip na pag single, dapat malungkot sa Valentine's Day. Diba? You can be your own Valentine on that day. Like, give yourself gifts, surprise yourself with chocolates, with flowers. O, diba? At least yung pera mo napunta sa'yo. Kung ano nang sinasabi ko dito, pero kung meron nga pala akong new listeners, hi, welcome to the podcast, and I'm X-Chan. This is All The Love, X-Chan, your weekly podcast that serves you a dose of anything you love under the scorching sun. And by anything, kung last week nag-BL tayo, today nga ay sports. So that range, unparalleled. At ang unang segment ko nga sa bawat episode ng All The Love, X-Chan, ay ang aking ex-love list, where I talk about the things that I have loved from the past week. Okay, simulan na natin agad. Unang-una sa aking listahan ay Fight For My Way. Ayan, ito ay isang K-drama na nirelease noong 2017. And it stars PSJ, aka Park Seo Joon, and yung kanyang counterpart naman ay si Kim Ji-won. So just like any other K-drama, typically, it has 16 episodes. Ito ay nasa Netflix. And I'm currently on episode 3. I think ito tuloy ko manood ng Fight For My Way over the weekend. Kasi parang gusto ko talaga mag-focus sa story. And ayoko siya gawing parang pangtapos ng araw ko on a work day. Kasi baka hindi ko masyado maintindihan. Kasi alam mo na, pagod yung utak, ganun. And this K-drama was actually recommended by Karen, our guest and a good friend of mine from our K-drama episode. And I've always wanted to see The Charm of PSJ kasi tinry ko yung Itaewon Class. And I'm sorry sa mga nakagusto sa Itaewon Class. Pero hindi ko talaga nagustuhan yung story niya or yung pace ng plot. Yun na lang sasabihin ko. Hindi ko nagustuhan yung pace. And you know naman na from our Feelings TV episode, I'm a very first episode type of guy na kapag hindi masyado magandang first episode, medyo alanganin na itutuloy ko pa. So nakailang episodes ako sa Itaewon Class, 25 minutes ng first episode. Hindi ko talaga kinaya. Pero ito ngang Fight For My Way, nagustuhan ko siya so far, and I think I will finish the show. I love the acting, I love the actors. For me, very maganda rin yung script, yung delivery, it's very natural, and then may comedic side din siya. But also yung overarching plot niya talaga about dreams, I really really love that, and I can relate to that. Ang All The Love Action rating na ibibigay ko para sa Fight For My Way ay 4.5 out of 5 stars. Ayan, hindi pa siya perfect kasi hindi ka pa tapos yung show. So baka meron pa akong hindi magustuhan na elements or super magustuhan naman na maka-achieve ng perfect score itong K-drama na ito. From K-drama, let's go to K-pop naman. Next on my ex-love list ay ang Semicolon and B. If you guys are familiar, these are the most recent albums of two very popular K-pop groups na 17 and BTS. So yung Semicolon ay sa 17 and then yung B naman ay sa BTS. So nandito sila sa listahan ko ng aking ex-love because I got myself a copy of these two albums. Kasi tinatry ko mag-build ng isang K-pop corner sa aking room and it will be full of K-pop merch. So ito nga ang dalawang albums na binili ko, nakuha ko siya last Monday, and it has photo books, it has postcards, meron din siyang CDs of course nung album na yon. And some exclusive and special stuff. Like sa Semicolon merong weaving kit, tapos sa B naman merong lyrics poster, and then yung mga postcards, iba-iba yung design, ganon. I'm really excited to get more ng mga albums because I truly, truly support these groups with all my heart. And nakakamiss lang actually makinig talaga ng music from CDs because let's all admit it, iba pa rin yung quality ng music coming from these CDs. And ano nga, I posted an unboxing video of these two albums and grabe, sobrang saya pala mag-unbox nitong mga K-pop albums na to because parang ano, lahat surprise for you. And it truly feels like a gift from myself. Ang All The Love Action rating na ibibigay ko para sa dalawang albums na ito ay 5 out of 5 stars. Yes, I'm giving them a perfect score because I love the experience of buying these albums and getting them eventually. And I'm really excited to get more and build this K-pop corner in my room. And that's it for my ex-love list. Thank you so much for tuning in sa first segment ng All The Love Action. But syempre, hindi dyan nagtatapos ang ating episode for today dahil mahaba-haba pa ang ating programa. Pero nung Monday, ay tinanong ko nga kayo sa ating question of the week na, if you could be great at one sport, what would it be and why? Ayan, excited na kabasahin ang inyong mga answers para sa ating question of the week. But before that, let's take a quick break and I'm gonna see you on the flip side. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcast. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveAction on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at alltheloveaction@gmail.com. All The Love Action releases its episode every Wednesday, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. Hello and welcome back to All The Love Action, and nandito na nga tayo sa ating main segment para sa episode na ito, at ang title ng ating episode ay A Non-Athlete's Journey and the Unfamiliarity with Sports. Best in title, ang haba. And kung nag-iisip kayo kung tungkol nga ba kanino itong title ng ating episode for today, this is about me. Ako to. Ako yung non-athlete. Ako yung very unfamiliar with sports. Because I remember, bata pa lang talaga ako. Hindi na talaga ako mahilig sa sports. I've always been the kid na mas nagfo-focus sa ACADS or other school activities like choir, classroom officers. Classroom officers, ang lakas maka-elementary. Student council. Although I remember na nagkaroon ng time na pinipilit. Well, di yung pinipilit, pero parang I was encouraged by my parents to actually take some sports. Like, nung bata ako, gusto nila ako mag-take ng swimming classes, and I would have, kasi parang na-enjoy ko mag-swimming dati. Actually, up until today naman, na-enjoy ko mag-swimming, I love the waters, ganon. Pero hindi talaga ako tumuloy before because ang mas nangingibabaw na feeling ko ay yung fear. Fear of being with other people that were better than me. I mean, medyo ang absurd pakinggan. Kasi parang, syempre, kapag papasok ko sa isang bagay, it's typical naman na merong isang tao in that group na mas magaling sa'yo. So, ewan ko, baka yung bida-bida self ko lang to. And then next naman, since sports siya na gagawin sa waters, sa swimming, so kailangan medyo ma-expose yung body ko. And I was shy back then of how I look and of course my weight. Takot akong pagtawanan na parang, ah yan, magsiswimming yan, eh ang bigat nga, so parang lulutang ba yan? Yung mga ganong type of bullying. Because I've always been fat. Hindi ako nagkaroon ng face sa buhay ko na alam mo yun, naging skinny talaga me. Hindi ako nagkaroon ng ganong face. Kung ano man, kung medyo payat man tignan, meron pa rin belly, malaki pa rin yung chan, ganun. And insecure to the max talaga. As in, naalala ko kung kailan lang ako naging confident sa body ko. Siguro pagdating ko na ng college, ganyan, dun lang ako naging confident na hindi na mag-t-shirt? Na hindi na mag-t-shirt sa pool or kahit sa beach, diba? Parang pwede na kahit hindi mag-t-shirt and okay lang na maglakad-lakad sa beachside, ganon. It really took me a while to erase that insecurity that has always been a part of my life. Tapos, lastly, takot din ako na hindi ko makuha agad yung mga skills na kailangan for that specific sport. Although, ayun, given nga na hindi naman lahat or hindi naman, wala namang tao ata na pagpasok pa lang sa isang bagay ay magaling na siya agad. It really will take some time bago ka gumaling sa isang bagay. So, ganun lang yung mga naisip ko as a kid. As a kid, no? Ganun na agad mag-isip. Grabe, ang lalalim agad. Pero ayun, no, I wanna take you guys on this journey kung ano nga ba yung mga experiences ko with sports at kung bakit hindi ako naging isang athlete. Wow, athlete! Okay, let's start things off with my elementary experiences. Well, since sobrang tagal na nito, wala ako masyadong maalala. Pero naalala ko lang yung mga konti na memories na very kaya pa naman yung mga pinapagawa ng elementary. Kasi very basic pa lang, di ba? Kapag physical education yung subject mo sa elementary, kahati pa yan ng music, ng arts, ganun. Tapos naalala ko, ang nilalaro lang namin talaga ng mga classmates ko dati ay dodgeball, patintero, yung mga ganun. So kaya ko pa naman mag-keep up. Pero yeah, nag-iba talaga lahat pagdating ko ng high school. Siyempre, adolescent year, so I also had other things to think about, like pimples and other bodily changes, para I was growing, and then siyempre, meron pang other bodily changes that were happening in my body, bodily changes in my body, of course. So ito talaga yung time na I developed a fear, quote-unquote fear, pagdating sa physical education. Kasi diba every year laging may diagnostic exam kung ititest kung gaano ka ka-fit for that year. Syempre gets ko naman na bilang diagnostic exam nga siya, hindi mo kailangan galingan. It's there to simply assess your fitness and health, but I remember just flunking on all of them. Diba yung mga example activities for diagnostic fitness and health exam? Yung parang reach your toes while sitting down, or parang you spread your legs and then try to touch the floor. Tapos merong mga long jump, merong mga jumping jacks, merong sit-ups, merong push-ups. And I remember myself struggling every single time na may ganitong part sa school year, sa PE. And syempre, as a person na, alam mo yun, medyo ang pag-iisip ay achiever, ganyan. Gusto ko galingan sana, pero my body wasn't allowing me to. So, sobrang na-insecure ako and sobrang nahihiya ako for myself. And then, meron talaga akong hindi makalimutan na memory. So, yung activity namin for that day, for that PE subject, was basketball. So in order for you to get points sa activity na yon, you just have to shoot the ball in from different parts of the half court. Tapos, merong super lapit. Pero syempre, kapag sa super lapit ka nag-shoot, mas mababa yung points na makakuha mo. And then, kung dun ka naman sa 3-point line, I think it was the highest. So, meron ako mga classmates noon na part of the varsity ng basketball team, or yung iba ko namang classmates, while they were not part of the varsity team, syempre, athletic din sila on their own rights. Like, they play other sports, or parang simply fit lang talaga sila to get basketball. And ako, no surprise to this, I got 0, as in Z-E-R-O, 0. Out of a number of attempts, hindi ko na maalala kung nakailang attempts ako, but I still vividly remember yung position ko sa court, yung mga shots na sinubukan kong kunin. Like, I tried sa 3-point line kasi mamaya, diba? Parang kapag malayo, kaya ko pala, ganyan, pero hindi umaabot yung bola. And then I tried din yung super closest, pero it would reach the ring, pero it wouldn't go in. And sobrang na-embarrassed talaga ako noong mga panahon na yun. My classmates were cheering me on naman, na parang, kaya mo yan, next chan, ganyan. And even my teacher was saying na, kahit isang shot lang, go, push mo na yan. I mean, syempre hindi ganun yung pagkakasabi niya, pero parang, sige na, isang shot lang, just to get some points para sa activity na to. Pero yun, eventually nga, I got 0. Sobrang hiyang-hiya ako after that kasi parang to me, ang lapit ko na nga sa ring tas hindi ka pa ma-shoot. So, parang iniisip ko yung body ko talaga, it wasn't really meant for sports, ganun. Or parang hindi ko pa alam kung paano gamitin yung body mechanics ko in order for me to actually execute parang mga movements na kailangan sa sports, ganyan. Next naman na naalala kong part na activity ng space objects ko noong high school was volleyball. So ayun, sa volleyball medyo familiar ako kasi I watch some of my friends play kapag after school or kapag lunchtime, ganyan. Or minsan napapanood ko sa TV kapag summer. So I was kind of familiar with the basics of the sport. So the activity back in PE was make 10 ata, I'm not sure, 10 successful serves. So legit sana serve kasi tatayo ka sa service line. Tapos in order for you to get a serve in, kailangan lumampas siya sa net. I think I did kind of better for that activity. Parang out of 10, naka 4 naman ako. Eh wala naman talaga nagturo sa akin kung paano mag-volleyball. I mean, yung mga very basic, ganyan, tinuro ng PE. Pero wala akong experience outside of it. And then, yeah, I got 4. So I think happy na ako nun. Tapos meron ba akong isang vivid memory from my school din na volleyball? I think this was intramurals. Alam niyo yun, yung each batch magkakaroon ng competition against each other in various sports. So parang naalala ko, I registered for volleyball din. And then pinasok ako sa isang game. So na pinasok ako sa game, so other team yung magsaserve, nasa back row ako. And then sa akin napunta yung bola. Tapos nung receive ko yung bola, nag-outside. Yun lang yung naalala ko. And then I think after that, nilabas na ako. Hindi na ulit ako pinatry maglaro. Ayun, I was able to survive my PE classes naman. Kahit na siguro hindi ako ganun kagaling sa physical activities, I made sure na lang back then na bumabawi ako sa quizzes, sa exam, ganyan. Okay, from high school, let's go to college naman. So bilang college na to, medyo syempre level up na yung type of sports na nilalaro. So naisip ko na since I had something to build naman from volleyball, I was kind of familiar with the rules, the positions, etc. I enlisted for volleyball as my very, very first PE subject for college. And to be honest, it was a fun experience. Some of my classmates were in the same level as me na alam lang din yung basics, pero kailangan pa ng more lessons. Tapos yung iba naman, varsity, fresh out of high school. So they were very encouraging. Like alam nila kung sino yung hindi pa ganun kagaling, so tinuturuan nila kami, ganyan. Yung prof ko din was very nice. Like whenever I did something right doon sa mga activities namin, he would actually tell me, commend me na you did it good. May one time nga na naglaro kami ng isang game. So the serve from the other team was heavy. So ang ginawa ko, nung pa-cross na siya ng net, tinaas ko yung both hands ko to receive it overhead. Well, unsuccessful yung attempt. Kasi pagka-receive ko overhead, ewan ko, dahil very heavy nga yung serve, tumalsik siya from my hands. But after my error, nilapitan ako ng prof ko, and then sabi niya, correct yon, tama yon, na yung mga ganong type of serves, you should receive it overhead. So at least nakuha ako ng validation na tama naman pala yung idea ko, but the execution was a fail. Yun lang naman. Tapos may isa pang time, I think this was a different day and a different game. May isa pang time na nasa service line ako, and then ang gamay ko parang talaga na serve nun ay underhand. So hindi pa ako nagmamaganda na mag-serve overhead. And I think for that game, I was able to get 5 straight aces kasi bilang underhand nga siya, hindi rin siya ganun kagamay nung other team since, alam mo yun, ang usual talagang ginagamit na pag college ay overhead. So ewan ko, siguro nahirapan sila to take those serves kapag underhand. Tapos meron naman kaming isa pang activity for that class again na kailangan namin makagawa ng 50 bumps. Like bawal lumapag yung bola, na tuloy-tuloy lang na pag bump nung volleyball. And then I made it. Naka 15 naman ako na sunod-sunod, but I remember struggling so much for that activity. Pero nagawa ko. Like, alam mo yung, well, the key kasi sa paggawa ng mga ganong activity is very steady yung hands mo, and then yung pag-bump mo ng bola ay straight lang din pataas para hindi mo kailangan masyado gumalaw. Although, mayroon ako mga instances na pag-bump ko ng bola, medyo napapalayo siya sa akin. So, medyo kailangan ko takbuhin or minsan napapaluhod pa ako just to bring the ball up. Like, napansin siya ng professor ko, pero hindi naman niya ako kinall out about it. Na parang, as long as you get 50, get 50. Kahit grabe yung struggle. Yeah, I remember my classmates were really nice in that class. Even after our time talaga sa PE subject na yon, they would invite me to play. And as the shy me back then, sinasabi ko lang na, ay, paalis na rin ako in a bit, papunta na ako sa next class ko, or manood na lang ako dito sa gilid, ganyan. Yeah, after that subject, my prof actually gave me the enough grade to take the PE3 of that class, or yung advanced level ng subject. Pero pinag-isipan ko maigi yun eh, like, itatake ko ba yung subject? Parang, kasi Monday pa yung schedule ng classes. So for sure, yung mga makakasama ko doon sobrang gagaling na. Pero yun, eventually hindi ko siya tinake. And I let go of that opportunity. Pero yeah, I was very happy with the learnings I got from that class. Next sports subject naman na kinuha ko was badminton. So ayun nga, yung sinabi ko sa aking prelude sa ating episode for today, medyo strict yung professor ko for that subject, and I entered that class not expecting anything talaga. Like, I really just wanna learn. Tapos, nung umpisa, usual drills pa lang, like toss, serve, smash, hit, yung mga ano, typical moves for badminton. And I admit, ito ha, truth be told, I am not the most agile person. And since ang laruan nga ng badminton ay either singles or doubles, few people lang yung nasa loob ng court. So, unlike volleyball na you have 6 people and then mas maliit yung area na i-cover mo, for badminton, since dalawa lang kayo, you have a bigger area to cover. And I'm not the most agile talaga. So, alam mo yan, yung mga back and forth na atras ka para kunin yung shuttlecock, or yaabante ka para kunin yung mga drop shots, I'm not the best. Well, needless to say, hindi masyado maganda yung experience ko for that class. And eventually, I failed that class. The only class that I failed, actually. Buti na lang, hindi counted yung PE sa counting ng general weighted average. Buti na lang talaga. Ayun, after that, iniba ko na yung mga PE ko. Like, nag-duck pin bowling ako, nag-line dance ako. Hindi na ako masyado nag... ano talaga, major sports like basketball, badminton, volleyball, hindi na. So yeah, those were my experiences sa sports. Looking back, medyo nafe-feel ko pa rin yung mga na-feel ko sa moments na yun, but I guess I have moved on and I love volleyball now, although I don't get to play that much, but I love watching it, very interested. I support teams, ganyan. Eh, naglalaro din ako ng badminton. Minsan, kalaro ko yung friends ko. Syempre, pre-pandemic times, ganyan. And that's it for our main segment for today. Nalaman nyo na kung anong abang history ko with sports. At kung bakit hindi ako athlete. But of course, our episode doesn't end there. Babasahin ko pa ang inyong mga sagot para sa ating question of the week after this quick break. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcast. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveXChan on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at AllTheLoveXChan@gmail.com. All The Love XChan releases its episode every Wednesday. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. Hey Hello and welcome back to your favorite Wednesday habit. This is All the Love Action, and now it's time for me to read your answers para sa ating question of the week na. If you could be great at one sport, what would it be and why? Okay, simulan na natin agad-agad. Sabi ni Karen, basketball for me kasi ang laking bagay din ng chemistry to make the game plan happen. Pati yung mind games, yung bilis ng reflex for a certain move ng opponent, ang hirap niyang intindihin at ang galing na nababasa ng players yung strategy ng opponent nila kaya napaghahandaan nila. Di ko nagigets but sila may language sila na sila lang nakakagets, ganun. You really have to put your mind and body into the game. Wow, baller ka girl, hahaha. Okay, so Karen answered basketball, and you know what? As one of the most popular games around the world, it's actually interesting to learn basketball. Like, aside from the fact na you have to learn the rules, kailangan mo rin intindihin yung dimensions ng court or parang yung mga certain spots that you have to take shots. And then, you know, yung sinabi nga ni Karen na paggawa ng mga play sa mga games na parang how are you gonna counter-attack the shots of the opposing team. Sobrang interesting na, alam mo yon, yung shot selection, yung sino magbabantay for this player, merong dobleng bantay, merong tao-tao lang, diba? Yung mga ganong terms, sobrang interesting niya. And ako rin siguro, if I would have been taller, ganyan, and more athletic talaga as a person, I would have also loved playing basketball. Okay, next. Sabi ni Anna, ang gusto niya daw matutunan na sport at maging magaling sa sport na ito ay surfing. Para daw one step closer sa island souvenir dreams, charot. Actually, no, surfing nga ay isa sa mga sports din na nagiging sikat ngayon, lalo na dito sa Philippines. Syempre, dahil sa mga napakaganda nating beaches at napakagandang shores. Ako rin, no, I would love to learn surfing din. Yeah, it would be nice, no, how to navigate those waves. Wah! Yeah, and parang ang saya niya tignan, like yung mga surfers, parang lagi silang nag-e-enjoy kapag nagsasurf sila. So medyo kaingit yung feeling. Maybe one day, diba, tayo, Anna, matuto tayo mag-surf. And that's it for our question of the week this week. And that was a very short one. Pero to answer this question, if I could be great at one sport, what would it be and why? Volleyball talaga. As in, ano, if ever gusto ko maging setter or libero. Para sa isang team, kasi for sure yung height ko na ganito, medyo mahirapan siya as a spiker, lalo na for international games, ganyan. So setter or libero na lang, pero parang napakagaling kasi ng mga libero, no, lalo na kung lagi mong nababasa yung mga atake ng kabilang team, or parang ang ganda-ganda ng reception mo, wala nang kailangan gawin yung setter mo. So yeah, I would love to be great at volleyball and be an amazing libero. Since very quick lang naman ang ating question of the week, let's go right ahead para sa ating what do I love in this week's episode. And I have two things to share with you guys today bago matapos ang ating episode. Unang-una sa lahat, sometimes your fear is just all in your head. Try mo lang, diba? Subukan mo lang yung sport na yan. Subukan mo lang sumama sa friend mo na mag-try sa sport na to. Or subukan mo lang matutunan talaga. At maybe ma-enjoy mo rin yung sport na yun. And lastly, just like one of the most popular lessons nga sa sports, there's no I in team. So yung mga pag-iisip mo na people will bully you or will make fun of you kapag nakamali ka sa sport na yon, I think, ano yan, very individualistic yung pag-iisip na yon. But if you think about how you can actually support the team or like offer your skills sa team, ganun, because these people na magaling sa sports now, they also started bad at it bago sila maging magaling. So, meron talagang, ano talaga, baby steps na kailangan sundin para magaling sa isang sport. Para maging magaling sa isang sport. At dyan na nga nagtatapos ang ating episode today para sa a non-athlete's journey and the unfamiliarity with sports. Thank you so much for tuning in to our episode for today. And before I completely go, I would like to give a quick shout out to @GabGMusic for All the Love X-Chan's official opening billboard and music bed. You can check out his other works on Spotify @GabGMusic. Next week ang ating season finale, so I think it will be an interesting one. I will have a guest. Sana mag-yes din yung guest ko. And of course, every Monday, ang ating question of the week ay makikita nyo sa ating official social media accounts at All The Love XChen on Twitter and Instagram. And every Wednesday is your freshest serving of an all-new episode of All The Love XChen. This has been XChen. Stay safe, stay healthy. All The Love XChen.
The Love Extension.